steadfastness in logical reasoning, the lesson and approach of infallible imams. An excerpt from the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei after a morning ceremony that was held on the anniversary of Imam Ja'far Sadiq martyrdom on April 24th, 2025. The effect of the tragedy in Karbala, the people's disregard for religious principles, and their turning away was that this divine predestination was postponed until the year 140 after Hijrah. The year 140 corresponds to the time of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. He passed away in the year 148 after Hijrah. The Shia knew this. That is, the distinguished figures among the Shia were aware of this. For example, in one hadith, Zurara, one of the close companions of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, told his friends, "You won't see anyone on this pulpit except Ja'far." Awad refers to the structure of the pulpit of the caliphate. So he was saying, "I see that Ja'far will sit on this pulpit." That's how it was. There's another hadith, which is again from Zurara. Since Zurara resided in Kufa, he sent a message to Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, in which he said, "One of our friends from among the Shia has fallen into debt, and his creditors are pursuing him. Since he has no money, he has fled the city and has no place to stay. If this matter, the matter of caliphate, will be resolved in a year or two," in the narration it says, "هذا الأمر," which means this matter, this person who is in debt can wait until you come to power and all problems are solved. But if it is going to take a long time, our friends can collect money and pay his debt. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu akbar. In other words, someone like Zurara was expecting the matter of the caliphate to be settled within just 1 or 2 years. The reason you see that people came to Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, repeatedly asked, "Why don't you rise up? Why don't you rise up?" It is because they were waiting. That is, they had heard something. Some news had reached their ears. In the continuation of that same narration, in which the year 140 after Hijrah was mentioned, he, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, said, "You've exposed this, so God has delayed it." So if the Shia had been discreet and not revealed this matter, perhaps the matter would have been resolved at that very time. Just imagine how much history would have changed. The entire path of humanity would have taken a different course, and today the world would have been entirely different. In other words, our shortcomings, speaking without restraint at one time, our failure to help at other times, our unnecessary objections, our lack of patience, and our flawed analyses of situations sometimes have consequences, historical consequences. They can truly alter the course of events. Therefore, we must be very careful. Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.